The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with members of the team that works with energy conservation at Chatham Park.
I am very excited about our guest today. Chuck and I are joined today by Jamie Hager. Both have contributed immensely to our sustainable story, but in very different ways. Chuck, will you start, give a brief introduction of what you do with the project?
My name is Chuck Smith. I've been with Preston Development Company the last 10 years or so. I'm registered as a landscape architect for the last 40 years in this region and have been involved in the development of this region. And right now my responsibility with Chatham Park is leading the planning and development side of the things that we're doing.
Jamie Hager, and I'm with Southern Energy Management, and we are a building science and solar energy firm based in the Triangle in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I've been with the company about 17 years now, and my role is to work directly with builders and developers on establishing programs that improve energy efficiency and health of residential homes.
We saw you at the town board meeting talking about an incentive program that the town's trying to implement for other developers. And there were a lot of things that you were doing that were similar to what we're doing. They're looking for others to do this. It's just part of what we do because we're a larger project.
Chatham County's seeing a lot of development pressure and coming in. And so Chatham Park is obviously a major part of that.
Jamie, you and I have worked together 5+ years to come up with what we call the Chatham Park EcoSelect Plus program. And it is a program that measures sustainability and energy conservation for each individual house.
Basically, we're just like another quality assurance organization that follows up to make sure what we plan to happen to save energy is actually happening. We actually do have technical terms for grading the insulation, and we do look for percentages of compression. We like to say you can't manage what you don't measure in the building science terms. It's very much a measurable process that allows us to not be subjective about it and also helps a lot with communication to the builders.
And when we say that we score a home, it's a HERS score. Tell people what that is.
It stands for a home energy rating system, and it's an index. And the easiest way to think about it is like a miles per gallon rating for a car. So back in 2006, an industry called Residential Energy Services Network actually created a rating system for houses. It didn't exist before then. And what that index is, a scale from technically 0 to 100, but it can go higher than 100. But the goal is to be able to say, a home built to the 2006 energy code scores 100. For every percent more energy efficient that we can make a house, you drop in the score. So the lower the score, the better. So you can look at a score for a house and you can say, I have a 60. What does that mean? It means I'm 40% more energy efficient than to that particular measurable, which is the 2006 energy code. And we always measure to that because we can't keep changing the bar. Otherwise, you don't know how good you've improved, right? Okay. So it goes all the way to zero is the goal, and zero represent a home is a home that produces as much energy as it uses. So that's when you get to talk about solar and renewable energy, but you can increase the efficiency of a home. And so the lower the HERS score, when a person first looks at a house, if you say, what's my home energy rating score? It's like kind of checking out the miles per gallon on the car you're driving. It may not be the most important thing to you, but it's a helpful piece of information when you look at how do you going to live? What's your total cost of living? What are your bills going to be like? In addition to, is this a great space to be? Is this a great floor plan? And so that helps people make smarter decisions. And when you know that you can measure something like that, then you're going in saying, I actually might have a little more flexibility in my budget. I can do this house, but if I'm saving roughly $600 a year comparing to this home built in this other community that isn't implementing this program or these measures, that may influence you and that may actually make living a little easier.
So tell us, what is a normal average, whatever word we need to use there, for a home that is not using our program? And what are we actually averaging scoring in Chatham Park?
Great question. So homes are not required to get a home energy rating. A lot of homes are still built in North Carolina that do not get one. So that information isn't always available. So just to be clear, it's not required. Builders sign
That's
up
right.
for it. It's like paying someone to audit you and then tell you how good you did.
Or how bad you did.
Or how bad you did to benchmark where you are. So it starts there. But typically, we do see homes, even if they are just building to code these days, in North Carolina, we usually see the HERS score between 75 and 80. And that's attributed to the fact that the code has gotten a little bit tougher for energy since 2006.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.